Hello, this is Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Monday, August 17th. Today was pretty slow, but we've got some news in the mobile space. Now I'm going to get right on in to Dell. Last week I reported that there were some rumors flying around that Dell was going to produce a smartphone for China, and indeed they have. It's called the Mini 3i, and it's running a modified version of Google Android called China Open Mobile. And it's actually a pretty cool device. It's got a really high resolution, 640 by 360, capacitive touchscreen, and is very similar to the iPhone in appearance. But because it's in China, it has no 3G and no Wi-Fi. So not a phone that's going to be very useful anywhere else in the world. Hopefully, if Dell's successful, they'll bring this to other markets, but right now it's China only. Now, in iPhone news today, the much-awaited navigation application from TomTom, one of the world's largest portable navigation providers, has officially launched across the world. Now, for the United States, the U.S. and Canada map pack is $100 in the iPhone App Store. So it is pretty pricey, but when you consider that a standalone TomTom GPS unit is at least $150, and you can carry this with you when you get out of your car, it's not too bad. And reports are in that it's a very, very good GPS program. They haven't announced pricing on their cradle that they're going to come out with, and that cradle is going to include, you know, additional Wi-Fi signals, speakers, power, and the ability to play your music over your car speakers. They did, however, say that that car cradle will work with other iPhones and the iPod Touch, and will even work with other companies' GPS applications. So if you already have a GPS app that you really like, you can buy the TomTom car kit and still use it with that advanced GPS signal. Pricing's still not been announced, but it looks really cool. Now, my last story for you today is on the Android side of things. The G1, which was really the first foray into the Android market for Google, which was made by HTC, today got a report out that said they were not going to get any more updates. Now, currently it's at version 1.5, which is codenamed Cupcake, and that's going to be the final firmware for the G1. And this is a pretty big deal in my opinion. I think the Android's a very good platform and one of the best contenders to the iPhone's dominance in the mobile market. And I think it's one of the big things about the iPhone that makes it so attractive is that even a two-year-old device like the original iPhone is still getting updates to the modern features that are available in the 3G and the 3GS. And I think people are not going to buy into Google as much if they don't update the older devices in an attempt to spur on more device sales. So if you've got a G1 from T-Mobile, expect it to be the end of the line, which you've got right now. No more updates coming. That's all I've got for you today. Be sure to check back tomorrow. We bring you what's happening in tech today.